Last night, the student chapter of the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys welcomed St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McAuliffe to campus and lecture about grand juries. You probably remember McAuliffe's name. He's drawn criticism for his handling of the grand jury that decided not to indict former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for shooting Michael Brown last August. Given what we've seen in the past few months, you'd expect an event like this to draw a large audience, significant press coverage, protests, etc. Well, not so much, because the organizers closed off the event. It was offered for law school students and faculty only. Those folks even had to register in order to get in. The media, including two reporters from KBIA, was told that a live feed would be available in an overflow room, but during the event, technical difficulties prevented that from happening. KBIA reporters got their link via email to that video around 8:15, 8:30 this morning. Reading accounts of this in the Tribune, talking to the KBIA reporters myself this morning, this has turned into quite a mess.
Yeah, and the problem here is that, okay, it's fine that you didn't have enough room in there for everyone to come in. That's your story and you're sticking to it. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is that you didn't allow the media to come in. I have a real problem with that, because you know the significance, or at least the people at the law school put this together should have known the significance of bringing him to campus, and to not have some sort of media availability either during or before really causes a problem. You knew there were going to be protesters. You knew that some people are going to say, you know, you're doing this in a public place, at
which
a place that is financed by taxpayers.
Which would be very different than if it was this organization, a professional chapter of the organization, holding a luncheon somewhere. Say.
Exactly. So, I mean, when you do that, you sort of open yourself up to this kind of criticism, and you can make all the excuses in the world, but nothing's going to get past the point that you brought this, a controversial figure, on the campus, and you close it off, and it lacks transparency, and now you're going to have to answer questions about it.
I mean, do they have the right to invite a speaker to come in and speak only to their folks? Of course,
yes,
they do.
The
optics of it are terrible. And, you know, I mean, they didn't have enough room. Well, there are lots of places on campus where you could have held a public event that would have held as many people as wanted to show up, if that was your intent, to have as broad a conversation as possible. On the other hand, I can understand folks from the law school feeling, you know, what this will turn into if we make it a public event. It will not be a reasoned conversation about McCullough and his actions with the grand jury in the Ferguson case. There would have been protesters. There would have been people shouting down McCullough and anybody else who tried to ask an intelligent question. It probably would have devolved into just exactly the kind of media circus that, you know, they were trying to avoid. It doesn't mean they shouldn't have tried to include the media, but I can imagine what it would have been like if it had been thrown wide open.
And that's the point I'm making here. I understand the reasoning behind the fact they didn't want to open it up to the public for all the things that you just mentioned. But to not have some sort of presence there of the media creates an even more lack of transparency.
And if you're going to claim space is an issue, when that technical difficulty came up that prevented the live video feed, there were, as I'm told, close to a dozen different members of the media from several different outlets in the market. Have them elect a pool reporter and let one person in if there isn't enough space for all 10 or 12 of them, so that there's some kind of reporter, some journalistic presence to record, report, and document what went on in the meeting.
So what I would really like to know, and hasn't been reported yet, what, if any, stipulations or conditions did McCullough place on his appearing here? If he was the one that said, oh, we can only have a few people by invitation and we're not going to promote it except over spring break within the law school, that's one thing. If the law school set those conditions without McCullough asking for them, that'd be another.
Well, KBIA reporter Kara Tabor and Michaela Tucker told me that they contacted and spoke with folks in the MU News Bureau before going to ensure that they would have access. So that was something that was asked about in any kind of questions about limiting media involvement or media access were addressed at least by reporters at KBIA prior to even showing up at the event. So if that kind of an agreement was made prior to the event, that didn't get carried out to the PR people who were trying
to. But even when they began, they understood or realized that they were having technical difficulties with the feed, they should have opened the doors and allowed several reporters in there to be able to record.
Or at the very least, like I said, one, and create a pool report that could somehow happen too.